news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Lynn Hall doing the fabulous producing on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate her help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Alana Jaco is back, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. We've been so lucky to keep track of their many developments and activities and events, and they are probably, the busiest four women in the world. Is that a good summary, Alana?
Oh, that sounds about right, Mark. We've got a busy season ahead of us with lots of outdoor events and ways to get out enjoying the Susquehanna Greenway.
All right. Well, I'm pretty predictable. What's always my first question to you?
What is the Susquehanna Greenway, right?
Yes, I'm sorry to be so repetitive, but it bears repeating. Please go right ahead.
That's okay. Yes, we love to get the message out there. So the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. And what we do as the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership is we work to build the connections between these things, these parks and trails, so that you can walk, bike, or pedal from town to town along the river. And we also provide the resources for people to get outdoors and engage with it. So, like I said, we've got a busy season ahead of us. Spring and summer and fall, really, too, are great seasons for getting outside.
And how's progress and accomplishments sort of name how this mission of tying all this Susquehanna River Valley and river towns and activities and trails and events? Give us a status update on how all this work is going.
It's going really great. I think a huge part of the work we do is connecting people with the outdoors so they're aware of the resources that already exist. It is, when all said and done, going to be a 500-mile corridor, so it's a huge geography. So a lot of people ask us how much of the Greenway, is already built, already exists. And, we tell them the trails, the pieces are there, and we're working on building the connections and getting people aware of what's already there so that there's, public support behind all these great projects that can happen. And a big piece of that is, having our events and directly connecting people, with the trails and with the Greenway through guided experiences so that they can get their feet wet and be able to explore out as well.
Well, and if somebody hears us talking about something that's going on in Columbia, Pennsylvania, or if they hear us talking about something in Wilkes-Barre or farther north, all the way up to the headwaters, that's why, because you really take the entire, 444 miles of just river, but you got 500 miles if you count the coverage areas that are included in the Greenway. All right, well, let's talk about some of these numerous activities. The photo contest is underway. I just love looking at these photographs and the exhibits. Just to give us a quick reminder about that, that's underway.
Yes, so the photo contest is getting bigger and bigger every year. We are now accepting submissions April 1st through June 30th. So it's a free-to-enter photo contest. There are cash prizes in four categories. This year we're doing Susquehanna landmarks, river towns, adventures, and wildlife. And like we said, the entire Greenway, any photos taken within that corridor are eligible for entering the contest. It's a great way to have a visual touch point from place to place because it is such a huge geography. The winners, we also get printed and framed and added to a traveling gallery so people across the entire Greenway can see the winning photographs. So right now, the traveling gallery's in the Blau Weiss Library in Selins Grove, and it's going to stay there for the month of May in Selins Grove, just shifting to the Kind Cafe. So if anyone's in Selins Grove and wants to see kind of photos that are eligible for the photo contest, stop by the cafe and check them out.
Okay, so they're at the Blau Weiss Library now until when?
Until the end of April.
Okay, until the end of then they move to Kind Cafe in May. All right, we got you.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll look for those. And every photograph is on display that is framed and ready to go for the display?
Yep, so the ones that are currently on display are from the past 2 years of photo contest winners. So that gives you an idea of what to expect for this next year. So we're accepting submissions on our website, SusquehannaGreenway.org, and just look for our photo contest. And it's a super easy form to fill out and enter. And we wish everyone the best of luck, and we really love seeing the photos.
Well, thank you. I'll be submitting some more again. I always have one or two I want to get in there. Okay, so that's the photo contest. Now, cleanup week, technically in some towns started last weekend, so we don't necessarily have to mention those, but in Bloomsburg, Jersey Shore, Lewisburg, and Montgomery, Sealands Grove, and Sunbury, cleanup week is this weekend, so walk us through this cleanup process.
This week, and kind of a little buffer around it, communities across the Greenway are participating in our third annual Susquehanna Cleanup Week in honor of Earth Day, and just to get our parks and trails and river camps ready for the season. So I believe in all we have almost 20 towns participating and almost 30 events being held. So participation has almost tripled since the first run of our event, which is really exciting. But those interested in volunteering with the existing events can find a cleanup near them by visiting susquehannagreenway.org/events and clicking on the Susquehanna Greenway Cleanup Week. And there you'll see a full schedule of events and locations that you can join to help in the efforts. So each event is tallying up the volunteer numbers and trash collected and reporting to Keep PA Beautiful, so that we have the full numbers for Pennsylvania, and results will be announced the first week of May. So we're really excited about this. It's a great way to get the season kicked off by, you know, keeping our Greenway clean and beautiful.
Yeah, and results meaning, of course, the tonnage that's, and I mean tonnage literally, not just pounds, but tonnage that's pulled from the waterways, whether it's Buffalo Creek or the Susquehanna River, and, of course, the number of participants. So Lewisburg, Sealands Grove, and Sunbury in our immediate area are the ones that are this weekend, so do be aware of that in case you want to participate. Boy, they would just love to have volunteers out there at those. Tell us about some of the workshops and clinics and activities that are coming up in the months ahead.
Oh, we've got tons of things lined up for the months ahead of us. One thing we do have are several paddling workshops. We have our Paddler's Toolkit, which is a partnership with Pennsylvania Master Naturalist, where we do a two-part informational education workshop. In the morning, we do presentations on gear, trip planning, paddling safety, and also the flora and fauna that you could find along the Susquehanna River and in our region. And in the afternoon, we do a half-day paddle. So these are being held three times this season: May 20th in Tunkhannock up on the North Branch, June 24th in Danville at the Montour Preserve, and July 8th down in Columbia at Columbia Crossing River Trail Center. So keep an eye out for those, and more details are going to be on our website. We also are doing a free intro to kayak fishing clinic with a PA Fish and Boat Commission. The first one is actually full, May 21st at the Montour Preserve, but we do have several other opportunities this summer that will be announced. So keep an eye out on our website. Sign up for our newsletters if you want to stay up to date. Follow our social media on those. The other huge, huge event is our Susquehanna Greenway Outdoor Expo. That's slated for June 3rd this year at Chicoutimi State Park Marina. Really, it's an opportunity for the outdoor community, both new and experienced, to gather and get the resources they need to find their next outdoor adventure on the Susquehanna Greenway. So it's going to include activities, storytelling, a wildlife show, access to 50-plus outdoor booths. We're going to have food trucks, a beer garden this year, and music performances by local artists. So it's a free event. There's even a raffle to win a kayak. It's going to be a great time. So keep an eye out for more information on that June 3rd at Chicoutimi State Park Marina.
And finally, what the Sojourn and Pop-Up Paddles are on the schedule. So real quick, just a glimpse at those.
Yep, so looking ahead to the end of the summer and fall here, we're going to do a celebration on the North Branch. North Branch did win Pennsylvania River of the Year. So that one is going to be held from Berwick to Bloomsburg on the first Saturday in August here. I believe that's August 5th. And then, so keep an eye out for more details on that one as we get close. Again, if you want to keep up to date on the latest, follow the website, sign up for newsletters, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, you got one of the few newsletters. I read it from top to bottom just to see what's going on, to see where the photographs are, and to see if I'm going to sign up for another workshop. And your phone cut out, but you said Susquehanna pop-up paddles coming up in October, so I want to get that in. Alana, anything to add? You got an open mic. Any other words you wish to contribute?
Thanks for tuning in. If you need resources and recommendations for getting outside, certainly feel free to reach out to us. Visit SusquehannaGreenway.org and certainly sign up for our newsletter. We do release the latest paddling itineraries, trail recommendations, and upcoming events, outdoor news. This spring, coming up pretty soon. Definitely sign up for emails. And
sign up. Okay, well, thank you so much. Your phone's cutting out a tiny bit there, but we got the great details from there. Alana, thank you so much for checking in. Thanks for the information, and thanks for all you're doing.
One more thing for having me here.
Much appreciated. All right, Alana Jaco, Director of Communications and Outreach at Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, talking about their many activities, events, and things. She said it a dozen times, SusquehannaGreenway.org.